As soon as I walked in the door, I knew something was up. Something bad. My 15-year-old son and his friend were standing in our kitchen, dripping wet and smiling sheepishly. My wife was there too, dry as can be and definitely not smiling. Being the kind of father that I am, I said a quick hello and dashed for the safety of the bathroom. Unfortunately, my wife saw it coming and blocked my escape. Thus trapped, I learned that the boys had taken an unauthorized dip in the Wildcat Creek, which is just a 20-minute walk from our house. My son swore to Poseidon that it was safe, and we had nothing to worry about. Eager to avoid confrontation, I suggested that someone scout out the area to make sure that there was at least a better-than-even chance of surviving a swim. My wife assigned that task to me, trusting that I'd use sound adult judgment, and I told her I would. Now, what I didn't tell her was my history swimming in the local waterways. Growing up, the Wabash was just a 10-minute walk through the woods and a quick sprint across River Road. We didn't actually do much swimming there, though, because the water was kind of, well, scary. It was muddy like it is today. That wasn't a big deal. But the surf was dotted with these huge piles of foam that kind of looked like the head on a giant root beer float. Now, we were just stupid kids, but for the life of us, we couldn't figure out why anyone would be dumping floats into the river. Suspecting they were probably a bit more toxic than root beer, we mostly avoided the river and settled for wading in the lagoon off of 43 across from the Wabash Valley Hospital. As teenagers, we graduated to tubing trips on the Wildcat itself, probably floating through the same spot where the boys swam. We didn't have any emergencies, if you don't count the time we had to rescue about a half a dozen cans of Pabst Blue Ribbon that had fallen from our friend's cooler into the creek. A couple weeks after the Great Kitchen Debate, my boys and I clawed our way through the tangled, sticker-infested underbrush and poison ivy that stood between us and the Wildcat. Surviving that ordeal, we came to the big storm sewer running under the interstate, known in neighborhood lore as the Time Tunnel. Being more than a bit claustrophobic, the thought of making the 5-minute trek through that pitch-black, wet, rock-strewn death trap from hell left me regretting leaving my Xanax at home. Desperately fearful of a cave-in leaving us entombed in a corrugated steel coffin, I called my wife just so she'd know where to send the rescue, or more likely recovery squad. Miraculously, we made it through alive and soon emerged from the woods onto the banks of the Wildcat. It was quite a sight, with the afternoon sun glinting off the water, schools of minnows darting just beneath the surface, and the tree-lined bank stretching as far as we could see. It was like I remembered it from those tubing trips, maybe better. Now, as hard as I tried to maintain my aura as an authority figure and to stay focused on my fact-finding mission, I was getting the itch. Inspecting the scene, I asked all the right questions about water depth, currents, underwater hazards, snakes, or nasty critters. Then I asked about the water temperature. My middle son stuck his hand in and said it was nice and warm. I thought about it. I thought about it a little more and a little more. Then in I went. First ankle-deep, then knee-deep, then mid-thigh, and soon found myself leading three quite surprised boys down the creek, mother duck style. For about 30 minutes, I was 14 years old again. I had discovered Lafayette's Fountain of Youth. All too soon, we were sloshing our way through the kitchen, hoping to change and stash away our wet clothes undetected. No such luck. Caught wet-handed, I tried to convince my wife that going in myself was the only way to really know whether it was safe. She wasn't buying that. I went outside to hang the wet clothes over the patio furniture and, considering the state of our marriage at that moment, to scout out a place to spend the night. Now, I have to admit I was feeling a little guilty about encouraging the boys to do something my wife thought wasn't a good idea. A little guilty, but not too much. Yes, I'd flunked out of responsible dad school, not for the first time. But frankly, I'd had a great time rediscovering the kid inside my balding, creaking, 55-year-old body and showing my boys that I wasn't quite the old geezer that they thought I was. Hopefully, they learned a couple lessons, too. Like it's okay to play in the creek if you exercise some common sense and caution, and that when they're old fogies like me, they're still allowed to have some fun every now and then. So that actually made it all worthwhile. Right, honey? Honey?